H&M getting a lot of heat for the hoodie they have. This photo online of a young black boy wearing it says, "Coolest monkey in the jungle." Is that racist, or is it just like, look, it's a kid. It could be a white kid, too. Because I brought up the point, too. I always know, like, when I was younger, they used to call me, like, Little Monkey or something like that, or, like, Stinky Monkey. I don't know why they had to throw Stinky on there, but...
I get how it looks racist. I think it was an accident, though. I think
for sure.
H&M apologized. They took the photo down. I think that was the right thing to do. But I don't blame them. Like, I'm not like I can never shop there again.
And we would all agree, too, that, like, people probably still nowadays use the term, like, monkey as a racist slur. Like, they might say that to somebody. But I don't think they're like, hey, let's make a bunch of hoodies and hopefully we can put them on little black kids.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think at all.
I don't think that was the goal. I don't know. 317-239-1009. Liv, what are we getting on our social media?
Kira says, this is no mistake, pure stupidity. And then Bailey says, I don't want to hear any of the YT... Which, like, whitey, I don't know.
YT, probably like whitey, like white people.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't want to hear any of these YT people saying it's not offensive because, of course, y'all aren't going to see the problem. And then Nancy says, or Crystal says, it could be an honest mistake, but it doesn't look good at all.
All right, 317-239-1009. Allison on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, yeah, I wasn't going to call in until I heard the last caller say that, you know, everyone needs to relax, that she's biracial and her family uses the word mutt. I, too, come from a very biracial background. My son is mixed, and we don't use that word in my household or within my family. I think it's very offensive to say mutt. I think this ad was very offensive. And until you've been subject to systematic racism as a black male, you shouldn't have an opinion about how that makes them feel. You're not subject to it. You don't have to be afraid for your life from driving around, cop brutality, and everything that's going on right now with racial tension. You're not subject to it. You shouldn't have an opinion on it.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of call and opinion that we wanted to hear from. Because you're right, we can't relate to it.
Hey, Jesse, what do you think about what Allison said? Because Allison's still on the phone. Do you agree with Allison?
I actually kind of do. I am white, but I do completely agree. Like, this, I obviously grew up, how do I say this? I grew up differently than someone who is mixed and who is black, so they took completely different offense than I ever did to this. I did want to say I do agree with Alex, though, that people make mistakes. And on social media, it's so big now that one little mistake in your career is just completely over. And I just feel like, I don't know, like, again, this may just be something of my personal opinion, but I think everyone kind of does deserve a second chance. Like Alex said, H&M has always been doing great causes, and they seem like a great company. And they apologize, but I still think they should, you know, take the consequences of what happened.
Allison, let me ask you this, if you're still there. Do you think this was an accident, or do you think that H&M made this coolest monkey in the jungle with the little black boy ad on purpose?
So I went to school for fashion and retail management. I know what goes into making a product, and that's definitely no accident. There's hundreds of eyes that see that product before it goes out, hundreds of eyes that see an ad before an ad is published.
Okay.
There is no way that no one saw the problem with that.
Do you think it's fair to say that that it's possible that even though a lot of people saw it, maybe they didn't want to say, is this racist, because they had fear that that would make them look racist for even thinking a monkey and a black person? You know what I'm trying to say?
I get it. I mean, I can see that as a possibility, but in reality, no. I think within those small groups that look at those ad campaigns, someone could have spoken up and said something.
Gotcha.
I think it was probably a giggle in the back room, like, let's just see if anyone notices. And I did have the same question, where are the parents? Where was the parent at in all this to
right.
say, you know what, I don't see this is being appropriate for something my child is to represent.
Hey, Allison, go ahead.
I just have one more thing for you, Allison. If the parents were there and they were okay with it, then would that change your mind?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right, cool. Allison, thank you for the insight and the call this morning. Let's see. Jesse's still there. I want to also talk to Harold. Are you there?
I'm here.
Harold, what do you think? Jesse kind of, she's on the phone. She called in. She agrees kind of with Alex. And what do you think, though? Do you see that or no?
I think that anyone who thinks that that is funny is an idiot. And anyone who tries to downplay it, as Alex is out of their mind. There's no way you can associate a monkey and a black child and think that is humor. They did that.
I don't think it's funny. I think it was a stupid mistake.
That's exactly what you said. I've been listening to the radio all morning. You said it's a little humor and it should not be taken so serious. It is serious because for 200 years, blacks and monkeys have been associated, and it is racial, period.
No, I agree with you. I see that it's racist. I think that I think what I was trying to say was not that it's funny. I think they meant it like, I just think they threw it on a child, like calling little kids like my little monkey or whatever. Like that, parents say
not
it all the time.
Funny, Alex, not funny.
I'm
ever.
Not saying
not,
it's
no
funny.
Days of the week.
I never said
no
that it was funny.
And also, I want to say one other thing. There is no bad publicity. These sweatshirts or whatever this company is selling will sell these shirts in some capacity. There is no bad publicity. This was well thought through, and that company is going to make millions and millions of dollars off of this product. And guess what? That kid's parent is going to make money off of it, too. And why not? But that is ignorance as well.
So would you say then, like, Harold, that if somebody, like myself, like if I saw the hoodie and I was like, okay, it's a little black boy wearing Coolest Monkey in the Jungle, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, like, I first thing I think, just being honest, I'm like, oh, God, that could be racist. But, like, I don't think it's racist, but I totally have that in the back of my head. Does that mean that, like, I'd be ignorant then, too? Or what do you think? I mean, you listen to the show a little bit. What do you think?
Would you be ignorant to buy the product, you mean?
Hell no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't buy the product, but I wouldn't buy it out of fear. Like I, in my heart,
no.
Here's the thing. I, in my heart, honestly, I have a little brother, and I don't want to say his name in this conversation, but he's a black child. He's 9, 10 years old. Coolest kid, best kid I ever met in my life. I love spending time with him. He's awesome. I think he would look good, like in a hoodie, but I would never in my mind buy that because I don't think of him that way. But I'd assume like something like, oh my God, how the hell could you get him that? Like,
yeah, I think it was poor taste. I don't think it was funny. I never said that, and I don't think it was, but I just don't think it was intentional. Brianne wrote on Facebook.
It was definitely intentional.
Okay.
It was definitely intentional.
Well,
that's
what we wanted to know.
There's hundreds of eyes that went over this product before it was launched. And like I said, there's no such thing as bad publicity. And guess us right now, we're publicizing it. That's all it is. And we're not the only ones. It's all over social media. That product is going to sell like hotcakes. And guess what? Who's going to be buying it? Not little black kids, little racist kids.
Wow, I disagree with that.
Hey, Brianne Harold, wrote, thank you for calling in and sharing your opinion, man.
Brianne wrote on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. If you can't get through, you can comment there. She said, if this is wrong, then are all jungle-themed bedding, clothes, toys, etc. that are sold everywhere for all kids needing to be removed? This is ridiculous. People are too sensitive and will look for any opportunity they can to be offended by something.
But the same thing, though, too. It always is like, put yourself in somebody else's shoes. I don't know. I'm a white Polish dude. What the hell do I know about that? And I definitely know that people associate that. Like, I know Harold was very passionate, and he wasn't going to see it any other way.
Right.
Like that,
which
that's
is fine.
View,
we
that's
wanted other
definitely.
Takes.
So it's interesting to hear. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Hello. Good morning. My name is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Thanks for calling in. What did you want to say about this whole situation? If people are just tuning in, we're talking about H&M getting a lot of heat. They have this hoodie where a little black boy is wearing it online in their UK store. It says, Coolest Monkey in the Jungle. You can see this, by the way. Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9. Are you cool with this? Do you think it's a problem? What?
I see it two sides. I'm a black woman, but I do feel like that H&M could have thought about what they were doing before they posted that. And then also, sometimes black people do. We do take things a little bit more offensive than they deserve to be taken. Mm-hmm. But the outfit was racist.
Gotcha.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Listen, I really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, everybody has a strong opinion on it. If you want to see the photo of what the hoodie looks like, add Joan Alex Show on Twitter or Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
All right, cool. What if I got a hoodie for myself, so like Coolest Elephant in the Jungle? Because I'm kind of big and pasty and slow.
Slow.
Did that make everything not awkward for everybody?
I'm not awkward. I mean, Harold, I think he heard what he wanted to hear, but I definitely never said, this is hilarious.
No,
I don't know why.
Joe,
he literally made that up.
You just offended the big, pasty, and slow.
Now, see? Now, that was offensive.
Well, they're going to take forever to call in. 317-239. Let me order some food. 100.
I think anytime you talk about race, there's always going to be, as there should, very passionate opinions.
But you should talk
about
that. People are so damn afraid to talk about things. Like, listen, I don't
but
give
as
a
you
damn
can see why.
It.
But can you see why though? Like me just saying, like I think maybe it could have been a mistake. Like me just saying that, then automatically that was racist of me.
But and you're right.
That
though.
Shouldn't happen.
No, and people should hear each other out. Just because
yes.
I disagree with you.
Doesn't mean you're racist.
Or doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong, though, either. Everybody has an opinion, and you need to hear both sides. So hopefully you can learn something. Take this to work. This would be a good water cooler discussion.
Don't think so.
Talk to your boss about it. And if they disagree, tell your boss how much you hate them. There you go.